When I think of all he's done, and I think of his great love, Christ died for me upon that tree. With his blood he paid the price, gave his life a sacrifice to rescue me, to set me free.
Himself to those who listen to his voice. Throughout the ages, the rich and the poor, the mighty and the lowly, the young and the old, the brave and the frightened have found refuge in the Lord. We are part of that family of faith who have experienced the joy of God with us, the assurance of God for us, and we testify to the mystery and the wonder of God in us.
I am a proud king, kneeling as I gladly yield my throne to the King of Kings. I am Moses talking face to face with God on Mount Sinai. I am a soldier, willing to obey my commander's next order. I am Abraham offering up my dearest treasure, my own son, on the altar of my own making.
I am a fearful child, with my hands raised up, needing my father's comforting embrace. I am clay, silently submitting to the careful molding of the potter's hands. I am a lost lamb, gently carried in the arms of my shepherd.
I am Daniel, seeing the angels of the Lord enter the lion's den. I am David charging out in the name of the Lord to face Goliath in battle. I am Joshua shouting for all I'm worth as the walls of Jericho come crashing down. I am Isaiah, knocked off my feet by a glimpse of the Father on his throne and in awe of the epiphanal cry of holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
I am one of the Israelites, watching the hand of God hold back the Red Sea. I am a servant, eager to fulfill my master's plans and wishes. I am a patient, putting myself in the hands of the great physician.
I am a shepherd, seeing the heavens ablaze with the glory of the heavenly host as they proclaim the birth of the Messiah. I am one of the wise men who followed a star. I open my gifts and bow before a baby who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am a blind man who has been touched by Jesus and can now see. I am a leper who has been touched by Jesus and is now clean. I am a lame man who has been touched by Jesus and can now walk.
I am a guilty woman who is so happy to be forgiven that I spend my life savings to buy Jesus some oil that I pour on his feet. I am a little boy handing Jesus my lunch and watching him feed thousands with it. I am a girl once demon-possessed who was touched by Jesus and is now free.
I am a thieving criminal dying on a cross who has just been offered a place in paradise.
I am Mary Magdalene, who was at the tomb when an angel said, "He is not here, he has risen, just as he said."
I am John, the beloved apostle, looking through the universe to find someone worthy of opening the scroll and weeping because none is worthy. I am John, hearing the angels tell me not to worry because the lion has triumphed. He is able. Yes, the Lion of Judah is worthy. I crane my neck, hoping for a glimpse of him. And I'm shocked that what I see is not a lion, but a lamb. A lamb that had been slain for the sins of the world. For my sin. Then I heard 10,000 times 10,000 angels. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea. And they were singing, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be praise, and honor, and glory, and glory.